somebody who is a top five guest on this show of all time. We trouble him far too much, and yet he continues to say yes, probably against his better judgment. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, it is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. How you been, buddy? It's been 2 weeks.
It has been. I've been well. How are you?
I'm very well. All right. So let's start with this. Zion Williamson basically had the shoe split heard around the world and seen on Twitter 8,000 times and was brought to the bench, had a mild knee sprain. What do you think, Doug? Should Zion Williamson sit for the rest of the year or come on back and lead your team to a national title?
Yeah, I mean, can I say he should do what he wants to do? I mean,
yes, you may.
And the thing about this is we've been through this with Nick Bosa, right? So the idea it's crazy and very interesting to me that we're in a situation where the number one pick in the NFL and NBA draft in the same year could be guys who sat out the half their seasons or the end of their seasons at least. So Nick Bosa's was more of a situation where he could not play for a long stretch. He could have played the bowl game at the end, let's say, right? But that this is becoming a topic is of great interest to me. And I think Zion should do whatever he wants to do because everyone's points around it are good. You know, when Charles Barkley says, we're basketball players, we're supposed to play basketball, that's true. It's fun. It's interesting. Like, you only get to play with your friends and your teammates for so long. That's a valid point. It's also a valid point that he might blow millions of dollars if something happens to him again. So I think it's good for players to assert power. But I don't think it's good for people to lean on those players to do something that they think they should do. I think the player should do what he wants to do because playing is great and he'll probably be fine, right? Playing is great. But the other thing that matters is you don't know family situations with guys. If you have a chance that, you know, you know, Denzel Ward didn't play in a bowl game. You have a chance to set your family up for a very long time and you don't want to risk that. That's very reasonable. So I don't want to tell him what to do because the right answer is he has one life to live in this. And so he should do whatever he wants to do. And I think people should respect that either way. But the conversation and the fact that we're at this place, I think it's good for players to assert power. And I think it's good for there to be options.
I think you hit it right on the head, man. I mean, it really does come down to what does Zion Williamson want to do? Because you don't make it this far in life unless you truly love the game of basketball and you don't become the number one recruit in the country and having us watch high school videos of you dunking on kids unless you love this game. And if he wants to continue playing and he loves playing with Cam Reddish and RJ Barrett and all the other guys, then yeah, keep playing, kid. Like, we love watching you. We want you to play. It makes a ton of sense.
I think a lot about Greg Oden, who it was, you know, it's so sad that his body did not allow him to have much of an NBA career, right? But what if all that had happened at Ohio State? And Greg Oden, you know, certainly it's disappointing that he didn't get to be what he could have been, but he got some money. At least he got some money. What if Greg Oden, as talented as he was, had all that happen in college and he never would have made a nickel playing basketball? Like, that would have been terrible. So, like, that side of it is very, I think, is very scary in a lot of ways. That, you know, you have these super talented guys who, what if they never get a chance to do anything financially that's going to benefit their lives when they're so uniquely skilled? So, you know, I do absolutely see that side of it. But I also don't think you can ever yell at a kid for playing.
And it's a freak accident. I mean, how many basketball games have we all watched and how many times have you seen a shoe split? Like, it's a freak accident. This doesn't happen. Like, it just so happened to hit the number one recruit in the country. And I think that's got to weigh into it too. I mean, I don't know if he has a history. I don't think he has a history of blowing out shoes. I think this is an isolated event.
And I do, and again, what you see a lot of, I mean, what what a lot of people are talking about when they're saying this, whether it's NBA players or people who are advocates for athletes, they're just talking about the system needs to change. They're, you know, the should Zion play is one component of it, but a lot of people are like, this is some kind of final straw on this is ridiculous. You know, the former president's there, LeBron's going to see him play, tickets are going for thousands of dollars, and this kid is not getting any money, and then he's maybe getting injured. The idea that if this is a line in the sand on let's change the system, I think that's good too. I mean, like, you know, you don't want any individual kid necessarily to have to like be a martyr and sacrifice his own career in any way to change the system. But if this is something that kicks that into gear a little bit, I think a lot more people over the last 5 years and maybe even a few more now are agreeing that not giving these kids any money at all when it's such a multi-gazillion dollar business is just crazy.
I have been hammering this point for years, and it has driven me to insanity that we are in this position where you're right. Tickets were going to for thousands of dollars. There were luminaries and dignitaries all over the place in that arena to watch these college kids perform, and this kid receives 0.0. You know, he gets the Blutarski 0.0 when it's done, and it's insanity. There needs to be something. This needs to start a conversation. Even if it becomes, hey, we are going to take your payment, we are going to put it into a fund, and when you graduate or when you leave the university, you then have access to it. Even if you do it that way, or hell, meet them in the middle and let them sell their likeness. Let them, you know, get us an NCAA tournament basketball game again, and then these guys can get more of their likeness and then sell and sign autographs. Just something.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think the likeness stuff is coming. I think that's going to be here sooner than later. The hard thing is, you're never going to pay them as much in college as the pros are going to pay them. So then, I mean, you still could make an argument, why is Zion Williamson playing? He's only making $500,000 a year. Next year he'll make X number of million. Why risk it? I mean, you know, if you want to make that argument, you could, but at least it's better for the kid while you're making the argument. At least he's getting something. So I think it's difficult. We've all been talking about it forever. I don't know what the perfect solution is, but I think more and more people are agreeing that anything would be better than what it is now, because it's just not right for these uber-talented kids to make millions for everyone else and not for themselves.
All right, is he your number one overall draft pick for the NBA draft? Are you taking him with one, or are you looking elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, unless something else happens, and I've always been sort of fascinated by this. I had a little, like, Joel Embiid flash, right?
That, mm-hmm.
That's always in the back of my head of that, you know, when the Cavs had that number one pick that year, and everybody agreed that Joel Embiid was the most talented guy, but he had an injury issue that was multiple things, right? It wasn't his shoe blew out one time. So the Cavs take Andrew Wiggins. They end up trading him for Kevin Love. They get the title. Everybody's happy. But Joel Embiid was the best player. Everybody knew that. It's just he had some risk involved to him. So he fell, and the Sixers got him. Something else would have to happen with Zion Williamson to get into that area, but there are enough other good players on Duke alone that if something did happen, if all of a sudden there's any risk with him, you enter a world where, well, now you're balancing things. But assuming this is what it is, which is a freak accident and a little bit of a minor knee injury, he's got to be number one.
I'm in the same boat. I think he's number one. I know he's built like a linebacker. I know some people are concerned about the shooting form and that stuff, but I mean, come on, look at that block against Virginia. Look at all the other highlights that we have of this kid. This kid is an athletic marvel. I mean, he's like nothing we've – well, it's been a long time since we've seen something like this, and I think that makes him, you know, I think that makes him the first thing that Commissioner Silver reads. I mean, it has to be. The guy is unbelievable. So,
and he's not LeBron. It's not fair to say he's LeBron because nobody's LeBron, you know, because he's so athletically gifted and could do so many things. But he's in that next tier below that. Whatever the next tier below LeBron is, I certainly think his talent is in that.
I mean, athletically speaking, and I know he doesn't have the height and that kind of stuff, but like athletically speaking, he reminds me of Sean Kemp coming out of college. I mean, just the fact that the guy could jump so high and just could throw things down and was such an athletic marvel.
Yeah, I've heard Blake Griffin comparisons, right? I mean, some stuff like that. Just a guy that is that power, but also just grace and skill and leaping ability that he can be physical, but also there's that other component to it where he's graceful with his power. So yeah, I think, you know, there's and the thing is to it, and not that it matters, but in a tiebreaker, your fans want it, right?
Yeah.
If you have the number one pick, you've got to pick the fans want to win. If you win, they'll be happy. But you know, if you have the number one pick, if for some reason you don't take him, a lot of fans are going to be disappointed.
And you'll bet that not only like, and this is going to go for every team. I mean, your owner is going to be pounding the table saying, "Take Zion Williamson if it's sitting there." And that's, I said, that's not against Dan Gilbert or Jerry Reinsdorf or anybody down the line from there. Like, dude, this kid's going to sell tickets. Like, he's something special. So, all right, my next big thing I wanted to cover with you is, did you see the rumbling that the NBA is talking about moving? What is it? Now you can be 18 instead of 19. It's just a proposal, but what do you think of that idea? Like letting these kids coming out of high school be able to enroll in the NBA draft?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think they should be able to do whatever they want to do. I think college is should remain a great option for them. I do understand the football thing. Well, football has a limit because it's just such a physical game there's some kind of safety issue and other things that I think complicate the football issue further. But if you can go straight to the pros out of high school in baseball, then you absolutely should be able to do it in basketball. And basketball, once and for all, has to get an effective minor league system in place. And I know they've taken baby steps to get it closer, but there's no reason that it should be normal for you to draft a guy in the first round and have him go play for your minor league team for a year. I mean, just like they do in baseball. I mean, nobody goes crazy and complains about stuff. That should be a normal option. The kid makes money right out of high school if that's what he wants to do. You have a viable league that people would watch. You have a couple stars in it. And if you want to go to college instead, that's fine. But if you go to college, maybe you have to go to college for at least 2 years before you can go back in the draft. I mean, I think there's some very normal things that could be in place here. It could look a lot like baseball, but there's no reason that shouldn't be an option for kids to come straight out of college to the NBA. And I mean, if it has some minor effect or even some somewhat major effect on college basketball in the negative, like, too bad. I don't know. I mean, that's the way it is. You should not be limiting what these kids can do with their lives over some silly age rule.
I just have a really hard time looking an 18-year-old in the face and saying, no, you are not allowed to make money. Stop it. And the same thing of, like, I have a very hard time telling a kid, like, yes, it's okay. You can sign up for the Army. You could sign up for the Navy. But no. We cannot allow you to play basketball. I'm sorry. We just can't have it. Like, and I just have always had that issue.
I mean, people said, well, go to Europe or go, you know, the one kid who was going to go to Ohio State was going to go to Syracuse, Darius Bazley. He's just, like, sort of training for a year. He's not doing anything. That's fine. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, good for him. But that's not a great option. Like, I'm sure he'd rather be playing somewhere, right? I mean, like, everybody who always says, like, well, if they don't like it, it's like, don't be an idiot about it. Like, let's put a system in place to give kids real options. And I just don't – it makes no sense that it's an option in baseball, but it's not an option in basketball. There's no good reason for that other than, well, that's the way it's been, which when it comes to the NCAA and many things in life is the worst reasoning there is for anything. That's the way it's been because a lot of dumb stuff used to be in place. So let's just fix it to make it the best it can be now.
Exactly. And there are a lot of dumb laws on the books, and they're some of the most entertaining things you will ever go back and read. Like, I think up here it is illegal to drive a car full of cows down Lake Road, I think is an actual law. It's something like that, or a car full of sheep down Lake Road. Those laws have changed.
Uh-oh.
It's something like that. You ever read those dumb laws?
I haven't. I might be in trouble, though. I hope there's no film of me with my car full of sheep. And we'll get there. You know, I wish we'd get there faster. But stuff like this, again, it drives the conversation. I don't know. I guess it's probably more coincidental than anything that the age thing came out, like, right after Zion's shoe exploded. But, you know, sometimes people need a little kick.
Doug, you're the man. Thank you so much for joining me, man. I always appreciate it.
See ya.
See ya. He is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. He is a great friend of the program. We love talking to him about pretty much anything that we can think of, including dumb laws, which I'll have to look up in the break.